Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Devo podcast on Leadership Adventure. I'm Marv McCarthy, your host. And just as a reminder, if you prefer email over this type of a communications platform, head on over to my website, which is leadership-adventure.com. And you can sign up for either the blog, which comes out on Tuesdays and is designed for all leaders, or you can sign up for the Devo, which comes out on Thursdays and is designed specifically for leaders of faith. So today's Devo episode is titled Our Part, His Power. Today we're going to revisit an old story that has very modern application. There's a good chance that some of you have heard this. A man was living in a town that was experiencing severe flooding. As the water levels began to rise, he prayed to God, asking for salvation from the flood. Shortly after, a neighbor came by his house in a canoe and offered to take him to safety. The man declined, saying, "No, thank you. I have faith in God and he will save me." So the neighbor somewhat reluctantly kept paddling to safety. As the floodwaters continued to rise, the man had to eventually move to the second story of his house. Soon, a rescue team came by in a boat and offered to evacuate him to safety. Again, the man declined, repeating that he had faith in God and was waiting for God to save him. Well, eventually, as you can anticipate here, the waters rose so high that the man had to climb onto his roof. Not long after that, a helicopter came by looking for people that were in just that predicament. They dropped a ladder for him to climb up and be airlifted to safety. For the third time, the man refused, firmly believing that God would come to save him. Sadly, the floodwaters continued to rise and the man drowned. So when he reached the pearly gates and was getting into heaven, he somewhat incredulously asked God, "Look, Lord, I had faith in you. Why didn't you come to save me?" God replied, "I sent you a canoe, a boat, and a helicopter. What more were you waiting for?" This story always makes me chuckle, but the reality is that sometimes as believers, we have a tendency to wait on God for things he expects us to do for ourselves. One of the biggest examples that I've seen of this is in each of us learning and living out our individual part in the body of Christ. Unless everyone is doing their part, the body cannot function properly. So today's question is, what is your part in the body? If you're not sure, a great place to start is by taking a spiritual gifts test. There are a lot of really good ones out there, but I especially like the way that pastor and author Chip Ingram explains the gifts. And if you'd like to check out Chip's work on that, pick up a copy of his book called Your Divine Design, and it goes into a lot more detail. It is God's power that propels his kingdom forward. But it is only when we do our part that the hands and feet of Jesus actually come to life. Thanks for listening. Have a great week. See you next time.